Open Proverbs chapter 18. Verse 21. 20 and 21. And verse 21. Can we stand up with our Bibles? A man's belly shall be satisfied with the fruit of his mouth, and with the increase of his lips shall he be filled. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. May the Lord have blessing in the reading of his word. Be seated. We want to pray. Be seated one moment. Listen, church. Listen. There are two types of prayers. Well, let me say three types of prayer. One is prayer for mercy, where you know you are cut off from God and you want him to restore back the joy of your salvation. Like we see in Psalm 51, when David committed the abominable, killed somebody to collect his wife. Joy was taken away from him. Peace was taken away from him. Then we have the prayer of petitions. Call it petition prayers. Where you report your problem to God and ask him to intervene. That's the second type of prayer. Lord, do this for me. Lord, avenge my enemies for me. Lord, make a way for me. Lord, give me favor where I am going. Lord, cause all my enemies, kill them for me. Take over my battles. That's the second type of prayer. The third type of prayer is the prophetic prayer. Amen. The prophetic prayer. What is the prophetic prayer? Prophetic prayer is the exercise of the power of the spoken word. Amen. You say it and you believe it and it comes to pass. Now, this one, you are not asking God to do anything for you. You are not asking God to do anything for you. This one now, you are now exercising the power that you have. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Praise the Lord. It is, amen. I call it, I am the one that coined it prophetic prayer. Saying it and it comes to pass. Say it and it comes to pass. Jesus Christ looked at that fig tree in Mark chapter 11. And when it fell short of his expectation, he cursed it. How did he curse it? He didn't say, I curse you in Jesus' name. Amen. Let me tell you something. If a man says, I curse you in Jesus' name, you know he has not said anything. You must pronounce what the curse is before it can be something. I curse you. Nothing will work for you in the name of Jesus. That is a curse. You have said it. The curse is nothing will work. Now, he's turned and looked at it. He spoke to the tree. Amen. I love the way it was put there. I hope I still remember. He said he answered the tree. I think it's something like that. Let's see it. Mark chapter 11. Verse 14. Verse 13 says, and seeing a fig tree afar off, having leaves, he came. if haply he might find anything thereon. And when he came to eat, he found nothing but leaves, for the time of feast was not yet. And Jesus answered. That is it. He said, answer. And Jesus answered and said unto it, no man eat fruit of thee hereafter forever. No man. Amen. Eat fruit of thee hereafter forever. And the Bible says, and his disciples heard it. Two key words there. Number one is that they say, and Jesus answered. You can only answer. Answer there is response. He responded to a situation and said to that situation, I don't know what the situation is. Nothing is working for you. The sickness refuses to heal. You cannot marry, you are of age. Poverty all around you. Your womb is not bearing children. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. He said, today you will answer that situation. Somebody here, you will answer that situation. Oh, you are not understanding me. He answered and said. He said it. Listen. He said it. Physically, there was nothing that showed whether what he spoke. Something happened. All this idea of if you don't fall under anointing, you have not received. It's wrong, oh. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. All this idea that you must fall under anointing before you receive. It's not true. That tree did not shake. Oh. That tree did not shake. He spoke it. He did not wait to see it fall under anointing. All you ministers that if you pray, the person not fall, you go push him. Jesus did not push that tree. Oh. Hallelujah. He didn't push the tree. The Bible says, he spoke it. He didn't bother to look at it. Why? He knows life and death is in the power of the tongue. And the next day they were passing by, they saw the tree dried up. Peter said, Master, see that tree you spoke to yesterday? It's dried up. And Jesus looked at him, why are you surprised? Have faith in God. Have the God kind of faith. Everything that is existing now existed by the power of the spoken word. Let there be light. Let there be this. Let there be this. Let there be this. Praise the Lord. He said, if thou shalt say to this mountain, verse 23 of Mark chapter 11. Can we see it? Verse 23, Mark chapter 11. Verse 23. For verily I say unto you that, see, he mentioned, he said, for verily, that is assuredly, certainty. That whosoever, did they say pastor? Did they say pastor? Evangelist? Prophet? Whosoever, including you. Somebody shout, including me. Say it. Whosoever, say including me. Say it, including me. Praise the Lord. Why are they shouting only from my back and not from my front? I'm talking to you. You are not responding. Amen. You see, this thing I'm teaching you, I didn't learn it from Bible school. I didn't go to Bible school. Person, when they go to Bible school, they stand, they answer questions from all over the world. That means there is a revelation God has given me. Praise the Lord. This thing is revelation. I'm telling you, I have never served God by sensation. I have never served God by sensation. Never, ever. I was with a visitor today. And then the visitor left. And the young girl came and said, Mommy is calling you. And I went because I remember she was complaining. She was vomiting. And she was stooling and vomiting at the same time. And I was wondering what is going on. I was still watching her. And now they say, Mommy is calling. I say, and I ran up. Now, I saw her. She said, it's getting worse. I should lay hand on her. Now, I will not begin to wait. I never feel fire. Fire what? Person, wife, wonder, you say fire. Which fire? In the name of Jesus, Satan, you are a liar. No sensation. You say you know Sabi pray. Now lie, you never get problem. Everybody will get problem, Sabi pray. What I'm telling you, because somebody here, listen. Okay, let me go on again. Verse 23. Verily I say unto you that whosoever, including you that was sleeping, shall say unto this mountain, whatever is the problem is your mountain here now. Whatever difficulty you are going through. Now, see, not listen, if you are seeing that scripture for the first time, that scripture is not prayer. It's not telling God to remove any mountain for me. He said, whosoever shall say, somebody shout, say it again. Whosoever shall say unto this problem, be thou, directly to the problem, be thou removed and tell it where to go, and be thou cast into the sea. He said, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he said shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he said. That's why Jesus said, demonstrated it. He's the one saying it. He didn't doubt. No man eateth food from thee forever. And he went away. Because he believed that what he said will come to pass. He didn't doubt it. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I was saying something on Sunday to you in the church here. I said, the problem we have in Christianity, one big problem that we have that has reduced us to what we are today, is that the power that God has given all of us, his children, is the same kind of power that Satan has given to his followers. They are using their own, witches and wizards and occultic people. Babalawo and the rest. Everything they do is power of the spoken word, and it will work against that name they send it to. Anything they say, wherever you are, they will say, wherever so-so person is, wherever so-so person is, they will make the invocation, incantation, and throw it to you. Christians too, we have been given that power. But the problem we have, like I've always said, is pastors have refused to let people recognize that grace they have so that they'll be looking up to them. So every if you have a headache, pastor. Every problem you have, pastor. Your pikin sick, pastor. You get bad dream in the night, pastor. A woman which come to threaten you, the next thing is pastor. They can line up, wait, go, leave their houses 6 a.m. to queue up to be able to see a man that has the same grace. And you come and tell, you may even have a higher one than him. You don't know it. The difference between me that you are lining up to see and you is that I have recognized my own. I am using it. But you refuse to recognize your own. So you'll be following me up and down. Until some of you fall into the hands of 419 ministers who will charge you to use that gift that you yourself you have too. Even in a church like this, after hearing all this, some of you will still go and give money to minister to pray for you, to buy anointing oil. You don't know where they sell anointing oil. Bring money, I will buy anointing oil for you. Bring money, we'll share it to widows. You don't know where widow they. Now, in get widow home. You don't even know when somebody wants to fall a knife. Hey, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Tap your neighbor. Don't be a mumu Christian. No, tap. Tell him now. Tell your neighbor. You don't look me. Tell your neighbor you. Say, don't be a mumu Christian. No, tell three people around you. Tap them. Tap them. Don't be a mumu Christian. Praise the Lord. The Bible says in Hebrews chapter 1, chapter 11, it says, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. That is, there is something that gives your faith that you cannot see substance. How do I know that if I speak to this thing, something will happen? What makes me know that something will happen? It is the substance of the things hoped for. And what gives substance to our faith is the word of God. It's the word of God. That's why 1 John chapter 5 verse 14, he says, this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. And for every problem, there is a scripture for it. For every situation, there is a scripture for it. That's why we as believers, we must know the Bible. Anytime you quote the Bible, Psalm 103, verse 20, let's read it. Anytime you say what God says, see what happens. Psalm 103, verse 20. What does it say? It said, bless the Lord, ye his angels, that excel in strength, that do his commandments. The last statement is my emphasis. Hearkening unto the voice of his word. When you say what the word of God says, the angels are moved to make sure it comes to pass. Demons, if you say your invocation incantation, demons will make sure that curse, that spell comes to pass. So also, if you say what God says concerning any situation, the angels, they hearken unto the voice of God's word. That is why, just say it, you have released angels on assignment. Say it and keep saying it. If you turn negative, you reverse it and say negative things, you are calling back the angels from that assignment. So you will not have any result. But any time you say, it is written, there's a reason why Jesus Christ resisted Satan with it is written. It is written. Hallelujah. If Satan comes to you in a dream, the enemy comes to you in a dream, uses something and hits you with it, and you wake up and you begin to feel pain, it's not for you to cry, Pastor, Pastor. No! Stand up and quote the scripture. It is written, no weapon of the enemy fashioned against me shall prosper. Therefore, back to sender, back to sender, back to sender. Angels will begin to work on you to remove it, because it is thus said the Lord. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Whether it is thus said the Lord or not. Do you know there's another scripture that says, he, God, will not let the word of his servant to fall to the ground? Hallelujah. Do you know that Apostle Paul will say, now this is not the Lord, but this is now I. and heaven says it is scripture. Do you know Moses gave a bill of divorcement even though it is against the perfect will of God? And heaven backed it up. Heaven said it is scripture. Why? There is somebody that has a relationship with God that spoke something for certain things to happen. Heaven will back it up. You have that power and you don't know it. Especially women. You have more of this power than even the men. There are some of you, your husband is suffering from the things you spoke in your mouth. Amen. Some of you here, you don't know what is in your mouth. And some of us here, we are suffering because we offended someone. See, these words that we speak become more powerful if it is not just a recitation. Do you know what I mean by recitation? Amen. See, there is an estate you are, a desperation you are in the spirit. There is a power that goes with it. See, don't let a woman that you have offended while crying out of the pain you have given her to say any negative thing against you. It will come to pass. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. If you see any man catch you with her husband, any woman catch you with her husband, and in that instant you say, Ngozi, for the rest of your life, you are going to marry a man that all the women, as you do to anything he talk cost you that time, it will come to pass. Because you hurt her. And in that spirit, she says anything. Nothing stops it. It comes to pass. Human beings, we're not ordinary people, oh. We're not ordinary creatures, I mean to say. There is a power. That is why, always bless your children. Don't curse them. No matter how bad or how bad they have offended you, no, refuse to say any negative thing. Constantly bless them. Constantly say the positive things. When you enter your shop, amen. Praise the Lord. There is power. Listen. Do you know why Nigeria? It will be difficult for the problems of Nigeria to solve because every Nigerian is cursing Nigeria. Every Nigerian. You will hardly meet a Nigerian that says anything good about Nigeria. And that's why things are getting worse and worse and worse. We are the one cursing our country. Nepal. They coined it and said, never expect power again. And everybody, never expect power again. They changed it from Nepal to PWT, Power Holding Company. They say it is to hold power so that we shall not have power again. Please hold a candle and light or something like that. You can't enjoy a country you are always cursing. The day Nigerians change and begin to speak positively, something will happen. The day you stop speaking negative things against your husband, it will change. Against your wife, she will change. That your shop, when you enter, begin to prophesy to that shop. When you enter, after you have thanked God, begin to speak. Command left, right, in, out. Customers shall come here from left, from left, from left. This place shall be called. Even at the end of the day, if you didn't do any, get any shishi, just say, thank you, Lord, for the success of today. And go. Never you say, ah, upon this. Now bad market full this my shop. Now bad market full there. Since I collected market from this man, now bad market I collect from, now bad market. It will remain bad and bad and bad. He said, let the weak say, I am weak, Abi. What did he say you should say? That you are weak. But he said, let the weak say, I am strong, and strength will come upon you. You never find a solution to a problem by complaining. Solution comes by confronting the problem, not complaining. Complaining is an estate of defeat. When problem comes, you rise and face it and challenge it. Anything scatter, rearrange it. And your life can be rearranged. Your business can be rearranged. Your ministry can be rearranged. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I gave you the example, I think it was this Sunday, which day, when I said that businessman I had, you know, in the seminar we attended, how he practices the power of the spoken word. I learned a lot from that man. He didn't go to school. I'm going to bring him. He promised to come and talk to the church. We're talking about Cosmas Maduka, the owner of Koscharis. He's a believer of this end time message. He told us his conversion. He didn't go to school. Koscharis was long established. He had to employ somebody to be teaching him how to write, read and write. But he said something. It's when you accept your estate that you will remain there. He didn't go to school. He said when he come up from his uncle's shop where he was sitting down, widow woman with how many children, the father was dead, so could not train them. He said, when children are passing and going to school, they'll be laughing at him. He was 13, 14 years. He said, he will stand up. When they are laughing at him, he will point at them and say, all of you, I will overtake all of you in so years' time. All of you. An illiterate man is saying something like that, illiterate boy. He said he was 14 years old. He was passing through Leventis building. Somewhere there in Lagos. 14 years he was going with his uncle. He said then he stopped and looked at the building. And said, that one day, I will build a building that will be as big as this building. He said his uncle had him. And he gave him a knock. What are you doing? What are you saying? Has he not built one in Victoria Island there exactly like that place? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. He said behind him, he had a building behind, a space behind his land somewhere in Abuja, his office. He said he wanted to expand. It was an empty land. He met the owners. He offered them big, real big money. He said they refused that they will not sell it. He was so frustrated. He needed it to expand that office. He said, one day he opened the window and looked at the land from outside. He said, he pointed his hand. He said, I claim this land in the name of Jesus. I shall possess this land. I shall build my office. This office shall be extended. I shall do this in the name of Jesus. How it will happen, you don't know. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. And he said, one day, he had the opportunity, and he met the president. And quickly asked, I want so place. And that is how the situation arose, and the president handed him over to the FCT minister, and the minister said, I will do it. And they gave him that land for almost nothing. Power of the spoken word. Power of the spoken word. I have exercised it, and it has worked. I don't like giving too much examples concerning myself when I'm exhorting like this, because there are people that misunderstand what I am saying. Instead, they will line up in my office. Pastor, just speak to this my document. Pastor, just speak a word to my life. I know that my life will change. That means I've not achieved. I didn't know I was telling you so that you will look at me as a superman. I am telling you that power, you have it. I am saying exercise it. Wake up the giant that is in you. He is sleeping. You are a giant, you don't know it. There is a grace that God has given us to live our lives on earth here. It's the power of the spoken word. Life and death is in the power of the tongue. He said, those that love it, they will eat the fruit of it. Those that use it, you will enjoy it. A Christian does not give up under any situation. When your heart is there, claim it. Claim it. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I practice it. Let me tell you something. Some of them have been watching me now. When this, look, enter message, this message you believe in Nigeria. If you see any group, any church that is up to 100 members, that is a very big enter message church in Nigeria. Make it come and say they reach 200. The man will even change and say he's apostle. He will say he's an apostle. Reach 200 members. In this Lagos, here, before this church started, I know of over 100 of them located in different places in Lagos alone. Even in this Ijesha area here with Festac, Amuwa here, and Okota here, I can count up to 5 churches that believe this same message you believe. I was worried. So when I had the opportunity to start a ministry, this church started with 4 of us. Four brothers clapping her little flock. While we were that number, I told them, I said, Mio, my church will not be a little flock. I say, my own interpretation of little flock is different from your interpretation of little flock. Fear not, little flock. That is their popular song. Hymn number 1 in our hymn book. Only believe. All things are possible. Fear not, little flock. Fear little flock. Jesus say, call his disciple little flock. Is the church of Jesus Christ still little flock now? Praise the Lord. Listen, church, I am using this as an example to tell you. And I told somebody, my friend, who had started his ministry 2 years before this one, and they were crawling over there in Port Harcourt. And this was, I said, look, the population of Lagos is almost 20 million. I said, I have asked God that I want just 1%. 1% out of 100%, 1% is not a little flock. So my own little flock is 1%. I say, I believe a little flock, but my own little flock will be 1%. What is 1% of 20 million? 200,000. So, the minimum number that my ministry will reach will be 200,000 members in one city. Watch and see whether I will not achieve it. And it's not for me to do one kind, they do trick, they do it, No, it's the power of the spoken word. I reject little flock. Therefore, I will not be a pastor of little flock. Can't you see how God has made it possible? There are more people connected to us than the number of people that fill this church, even when we fill here. Am I not reaching that number? Am I not reaching that number? When I said it, did I ever know we will have television ministry? When I said it, we were in a three-bedroom flat. Yes. Power of the spoken word. Don't say your education has limited you and sentenced you to poverty. Because Caris is there as an example for you. Oh yes. And the Bible said the righteous falleth how many times? 7 times he rises again. The problem is not in falling. The problem is your inability to rise. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. One great inventor. I was reading one of his quote earlier in the day, where he said, they say he failed more than 1,000 times. He tried several things more than 1,000 times and he failed. And he said, no, he didn't fail. He said he only discovered 1,000 ways that cannot work. He discovered 1,000 ways that could not work. And when he discovered the one that could work after the 1,000 ways, he is a great inventor with more than 1,000 patents in America today. So that you can understand what it means to be positive in your thinking. You create and recreate the world around you by the things you say. You will determine, you can determine which month you will marry. The type of man you will marry, the type of woman you will marry. How it will happen, don't bother about it. Jesus did not know how that tree will die. God told me some years back, he said, every service I come, he said, I should bless the people and he will back it up. That is the reason why you see me sometimes, not always, except I'm not in church. I take time to bless you. And those who connect to what I say, you are the ones that see me in a dream. What I pronounce and you connected to it, and that situation wants to come contrary to what I say, then you will see the covenant angel that enforces what his servant has spoken. That's when you see, but some of you say you see me in a dream. If you have ever seen me in your dream, shout hallelujah. I say, only those who have ever seen me in a dream, shout hallelujah. Now, it means you are those that receive when I pronounce. If I'm a true servant of God now, something must happen. Because he said, he will not let my word fall to the ground. He must back it up. Not only me, you are servants of God in your various capacities. Some of you serve God with your money. You are a servant of God. Some of you help children of God up and down, help ministry. You are servants of God. Some of you are prayer warriors, intercessors. You are servants of God. Some of you come here every Tuesday to clean up the whole environment. You are a servant of God. You have a singing ministry. You are servants of God. You are ministers. Coordinators, you are ministers. Anything you do for the advancement of the kingdom, you are serving. You are a servant of God. Therefore, anything you say will come to pass. God is obligated to back it up. There are some of you that have more anointing than me, but you don't know it. Even in the area I'm exercising, my own. There are some of you that have greater healing power, but any gift you don't use, it becomes dormant. Amen. You can't discover the grace of God in your life until you put it to practice. You put it to practice. Yes, now. Praise the Lord. I told you some time ago, some few years back, I say, when the minister said, I say, Lord, when I see women coming to complain fruit of the womb, I can say, Lord, give me the anointing for fruit of the womb. Lord, give me the anointing now. I'll be praying, asking. One day I knelt down, I was praying, and the voice spoke to me. How will you know I have answered you? I just kept quiet like a fool. Not true. How will I know? I am waiting for him to say, go, my servant. I have heard you. Anybody you lay a hand upon, you will receive. Maybe that's what I was waiting for. God doesn't always answer like that. He expects you to move by faith. How do you know God has answered your prayer? Move in line with what you have prayed. Lord, give me a job. Give me a job. I need a job in so-so-so oil company. And you wrote the application and you are sitting down at the home. Lord, give me the job. Give me the job. God can touch them to see you and reply you to come. But go with faith. Bang, bang, bang. Yes, I want to see the human resources manager. What happened? I've been expecting your letter since. Amen. You say, what do you mean? Because you have made pronouncement before you are moving. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I'm expecting my letter. You people have been wasting my time. I've been waiting since. I want to travel, but I'm not able to travel because I don't want you to call me and I'm not there. What's your name? You go look computer. The angel will go right I'm there. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Somebody had a certificate. A graduate in electronics engineering. And he was a laborer for Dunlop. Because no job. Daily paid. One day he vexed. Did a 3-day fasting. After that he said, my condition must change. I must get work. He started from a cage under bridge. I went all the way. Every company he see, he will enter. Papa. He carry his credentials. They will say, sorry, no chance. No vacancy. He said, okay, thank you. He entered how many offices? Enter Allen Avenue. Anywhere I see companies also, they had my type of work over here. He will enter there. Until one day or no 2 days, that day, he started early in the morning. He said, he entered the place. He entered one place. Second, he said, yeah, he said, hey, I came for, he said, I came for the job. The job. And she said, the job? He said, please hold on. She went and told the GM. The guy said he came for the job. And then he came. He said, come in. He sat. He said, are you the one? He said, yes, I am. Then answered. He asked him. Where is your credential? He showed him. Then the GM phoned the managing director. He said, sir, I think we have got the person we are looking for. They were now asking, when can you start? They were now negotiating how much is salary. Praise the Lord. The salary they agreed. They found out that he was more than qualified at the end of the month. Instead of that salary, they paid him double. And they posted him to Port Harcourt to head their office in Port Harcourt. It's somebody I know very well. He's a member of this church. Why? He was angry. Prayed 3 days fasting and launched out. There is time to pray and there is time to move. Amen. It doesn't include going to hold any man you like, oh sister. Not that type. Possess your possession, but not like that. Amen. Somebody shout power of the spoken word. Say it again. Say very loud. Sister, stand up and shout power of the spoken word. Say it again, sisters. Shout it again, sisters. Brother, shout power of the spoken word. Sister, shout power of the spoken word. Sisters. When you wake up in the morning before you go out, stand before your mirror. Point finger to yourself and prophesy. There's a power behind it. I'll tell you a secret that will keep you away from some of these false ministers around the Church of Jesus Christ. The power you have, they have spoken it away from you.